All right, we're here with a great organization, Cats of Day, and you work with them. So let's hear a little bit about the organization and yourself, please.
Yeah, awesome. So I'm actually the CEO of CASA Mental Health.
There we go.
But more importantly, I'm a mom who has two kids who have mental illness. And so CASA is really important. It's important to me because CASA provides this really cool service, which is many families can get a basic service in their community, maybe some prevention, promotion, maybe they have a family doctor. But then when a kid is more severe than that, who needs a mental health service, we typically can't get it. And so the trajectory for families like me and others is then you end up in an emergency room and you sit there for many, many hours, mostly to be told that you're not severe enough to be admitted. And then you go home and you do it all over again. And so the cool thing about CASA is we're a nonprofit in Alberta delivering mental health services in what we call that missing middle, which is we're doing that intervention for kids. So hopefully they never get to the emergency room or hospital. But if they do, they have a step down somewhere before they go home. Because the truth is, it should be a continuum of services. And so I'm excited about what CASA does, not just because I happen to run the organization, but because I know the need that our family had and we couldn't get the services we needed. And we're just hoping that families across Alberta and across the north in Fort McMurray will be able to get them.
That's amazing. And how did Fort McMurray come on your radar as a location that was in need of a service like this?
Yeah. So about 4 years ago, coming out of the pandemic, we started looking at what was happening in society. And CASA has existed for more than almost 40 years.
Okay.
And so we were providing mental health services primarily in the Edmonton area. But what we said is, there's going to likely be increased need as a result of the pandemic. So we started looking at the data and what that told us, but it wasn't just that. When it comes to Fort McMurray, we started looking at what other things have happened. Floods and fires, economic, you know, ups and downs, all the things that can cause disruption in families, in people's lives, can create turmoil or trauma. And so what we said is, well, if we take all this data, where do we need to be so that we can get to kids sooner? Because kids can't always get to us. And so we realized that Fort McMurray was a community that could really use the service. And we said, well, let's go closer to where they are. Here's the other sad part about stats when it comes to mental illness. If we think about the number of kids, if you think about the number 1 in 5, which they often say across Canada, 1 in 5 kids, if you think about that, that means about 4,000 kids in this area currently or may suffer from a mental illness. But what we also know is 80% of those kids will never get a therapeutic intervention that they need. And that actually makes me angry. And it makes me angry because if our kids had cancer and we said 80% of them weren't getting a service,
yeah,
families would riot in the streets.
100% they would.
But if a kid has a mental illness, it's hard for families to talk about because there's still some stigma associated. And so these kids sit without the service. And so we recognize the data told us, we know your community is very community oriented, and this is a program where we need community engagement.
Yeah. So for yourself, with bringing this outside of the Edmonton core, how has that affected how you manage, run, and look at this organization? It's easier when it's like everything's here.
Yeah.
When it starts getting a little bit bigger, how do you look at manage that?
Yeah. Well, I think the first thing is what we know is we know our programs, but we know we don't know the communities we're going to. And so we need to really be first humble enough to listen and learn about what communities need. So we're really taking our time with many of our communities. So with Fort McMurray, we're gonna tell you we're gonna build a big facility here, which is gonna be great for kids who need a higher level of care. But we started with a classroom in one of your schools, working with one of your school divisions, so that we can start to learn who you are as a community, what are the services you need. Because the other thing we find with kids is kids show up with a mental illness sometimes, but they often have other things going on.
Right.
And it depends where you are in this province or in this country, what those things are.
Yeah.
So some kids also come with some addictions. Those addictions may be drugs and alcohol, but lots of times they're not. They might be gaming addictions. They might be sex addictions. They might be eating addictions, like things that we don't know. So by area, we also need to think about what different communities need based on what's showing up.
Yeah, yeah. From a hiring standpoint, how do you find the staff that can like deal with this on a day-to-day and just do the job that is required with an organization like this?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a struggle like it always is for healthcare professionals. I think though at CASA, you know, being a nonprofit, That smaller entity within the health system. So we work with our partners, but you know, we're 500 staff. We're growing for sure. However, I think we're nimble enough to be able to create an environment that people want to be part of. And I think one of the challenges in mental health services is you can often get one professional. So you need a service and you get a psychiatrist or a psychologist, but you don't get a team around you. We provide a whole team, but that's not just good for the kid and family, that's actually good for the clinician. And I think one of the models that people are attracted to in working with us is they get to work with a team. So I'm a psychologist, I work with this kiddo, but now the kid also maybe is a diabetic and also needs to work with a nurse. Well, now we have a nurse to help work, or they have some speech challenges. So we have a speech language pathologist work with you. So we can create that team. So it's cool in terms of the delivery model, because it's the right model for the kids and families, but also for clinicians. Now, we're still probably gonna struggle to find some. So what we're gonna say is, if there's people in your community who are interested in helping, who maybe they have a bachelor's degree, but they'd be interested in doing more, let us know, because we want to build capacity in the communities we're at. And so we've got resources to maybe do some upskilling so we can hire you, so we can build that capacity in community.
Right on, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm super excited about that part.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been to Fort McMurray a lot now.
Like, we have.
You personally.
Yeah.
And so in the community, what have you seen that really excites you about expanding your brand here?
Yeah. This is what I'd say. One of our values at CASA is community, and I know people use that word, they throw it out. I don't think a lot of towns and cities know what being a community is, though. And I think Fort McMurray has had to learn that. You've been through so much, the people here. So the people who are here want to be here. And I think what they also recognize is no one's gonna do it for us. And CASA has the same mentality. We believe in community, but also we know, and we were created by families for families because we thought no one else is gonna do this, so we're gonna do it. And I have a sense that we're similar in who we are as entities. And so what excites me is I think we can help build community with you, and you can help us build this community of care together. And I get the sense no one tells Fort McMurrayans what can't happen. It's like, how can we make it happen?
Right.
Yeah, so that's what excites me.
There we go.
Yeah.
And on that note, we're going to end this.
Awesome.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I appreciate you spending your time with me today.
Thank you.
All right.
It's awesome.
Thank you.